The first person that introduced me to cannabis said, go for it. Anyway, I'd just like to pay tribute, in a way, to people like Pat and people like Marcus. Where's Marcus? Can't see him. Plus Marcus. And Mark. Because they're brave, brave people, what they're going through at the moment. And I'd like you to clap your hands for them. I was on legal television. Can everybody hear me all right?
Just about.
Come a bit closer. My pump lace has come undone. Honest, you don't believe me, do you? Can I tie it up before I trip over? Yeah. Bear with me. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
I was on legal television with a lady from Rethink, Jane, I think her name was. And, of course, they're the psychosis and schizophrenia people, aren't they? And I said, hang on a minute, over 100 years ago, doctors knew that if you mix cannabis and alcohol together, you get psychosis. And, that's the way I answered her little argument. And they say that they work out from percentages the other drugs that these people use. So they might say, 6% is alcohol-related psychosis. Do you know what I mean? But like I say to them, doctors knew 100 years ago that actually mixing the two of them definitely causes psychosis. They knew 100 years ago, and they're not acknowledging that truth today. So we're still not certain whether cannabis actually causes psychosis and schizophrenia. And they're not certain either. They don't know for certain. So that's me a little bit on that. A few months ago, I got involved with some environmentalists in Birmingham, one of them called Paul Mobes, who's written a book about saving the environment by not using so much energy. Well, there's a lot of people out there that are going to carry on using the energy no matter what Paul Mobes says. And a lot of you might know, my interest is in the environment. So I sent them an email, both of them, saying that, we need to grow hemp and it needs to be mixed in with all of the other environmentally sustainable resources, solar, wind and wave power and all the rest of it. And one of the environmentalists, a young lady called Treacle Mine, at internet.org, sent me an email telling me how much more hemp produced per hectare or per acre than rapeseed oil or rapeseed. And hemp produces 30% more ethanol than rapeseed, yeah? So why aren't we using it? Why isn't the UK using it? It's ridiculous, isn't it? If it produces 30% more, then logically we should be using it because, yeah?
That's not
likely to
want it.
Say again.
Well,
that's right. I want to see the hemp industry nationalised.
Excuse me, they'll... Excuse me, there will be questions after. Okay.
Thank you. Right, so this nice lady then informed me that hemp was 30% more productive than also rape. So I then went on to write this email to both Paul Mobes and Amanda, who Treacle Mine is. And what Paul actually did was, he baffled me with the science of it all and the maths of it all. And he's wrote a book about it all and made money out of it all. you know, trying to make everybody stop using so much energy. So I wrote in this letter, I acknowledge humanity needs to use less. I am unemployable thanks to my cannabis hemp knowledge, which should be made into a televised documentary. You can laugh if you want to. I'll start again. Yeah. I'd like you to laugh. If you are amused by it, please do. I am amused by it. I get angry by it as well. But I'll read it to you there, and I won't stop. Okay. I am unemployable thanks to my cannabis hemp knowledge, which should be made into a televised documentary with a questions from the public show to run until the phone calls stop coming in, until questions from the live audience run dry, as the south of England looks certain to do this year. Walk everywhere. If I can't afford the public transport, I don't go to public meetings. I haven't been on holiday away from home in 27 years, apart from a week's trip to Wales with the Theatre of the Unemployed for a week, and I have never been on a plane. I often wonder what my individual environmental footprint would be, because more or less I feel like I'm a hermit. You must know the most up-to-date temperature figures on global warming. How do you know about? Do you not know the figures on global warming at the moment in the Gulf Stream? Do you know anything about it? What's happening in at the moment? The Gulf Stream is chilling down, and the worry is that it's going to bring on a northern hemisphere ice age. And they don't know when the temperature is, you know, what temperature that Gulf Stream's got to freeze to before that's going to happen, which is why the film The Day After Tomorrow came about. Yeah. Anyway, sorry to diverse. Your quest, this is talking about Paul Mobes again there, your quest deserves a Nobel Peace Prize because he's trying to, you know, save the environment. I'm trying to save the environment as well, but I believe hemp can do it, especially if it's globally mass-produced. My quest is twofold, attempting to create resources which are less damaging to the environment than what humanity is currently using, while also revealing a hidden history to the wider general public of how the Earth's most produced crop should become, of how the Earth's most produced crop became the most neglected. Today there seems a few who know and believe they should speak of it, because governments do not wish to speak of it, and there are those that have been told not to do anything about it. You must have felt that the same way yourself, perhaps on many occasions. I know I've felt like that. Can I have a drink, please? That's what the problem is. Do you get dry mouth, folks?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
After smoking the weed.
That's better. Historically, cannabis hemp has come from many sources, it seems, and can be proven to have been demonised by the machinations of the petrochemical companies, wood pulp and soil eroding, chemical sprayed, cancer-causing cotton industries. The demise of cannabis began with Abraham Lincoln, who put a tax on alcohol to help free the slaves. Strange how the thing sustained those slaves in Jamaica, also helped to free them in the States, but also helped to bring about hemp's demise as a mass-produced resource in the States. My message is simple. I believe cannabis hemp should be in direct competition with the above three: oil, wood pulp and cotton, and should have been indirect competition for over 100 years. Perhaps we might have had a minimised fossil fuel industry today. Instead, we have global warming. My belief is cannabis uses more CO2 while growing than other crops. I think I heard somewhere, the more foliage, the more intake of CO2. But I'm open to correction. Its root system does not cause soil erosion. It is stronger and longer lasting than cotton. It can be used as a medicine, fuel and for food and for fibre. Hemp can be grown in all African nations, many of which are now suffering famine. I want to create... I don't know whether you can picture the world. I'm going to forget this now. If you can picture the world, there are vast areas. Picture Africa, the northern part of Africa, and around the desert areas, it's semi-arid regions. In those semi-arid regions, in Spain, they have desalinating plants on the coast which take the water inland to grow tomatoes. The same can be done in Africa. The same can be done in all of those nation states, all around the semi-arid areas of the Sahara Desert. And hemp can be grown there. It can be grown for food, and it can be... End of story. And this is what I've told this bloke. And do you know what his reply was? Nothing. He didn't reply to me. Right. I went on. I don't know how much time I've got now.
You've got another 5 minutes.
5 minutes. I won't get that. Yeah. My business plan. I'll read the business plan to you. Just the titles. I want to begin with lamb-bred retail, selling clothes and textiles and head stuff. But it goes on. To phase two. Phase two is lamb-bred housing. In Haverhill, I think it's Sussex, if my memory serves me correct. Does anybody know the Haverhill Hemp Houses project?
It's Haverhill.
Pardon?
Haverhill.
Haverhill. Right, it is a socially housed project that they built over there, and there were 18 houses, and two of them were hemp houses. So there are now 16 families living in under quality. What do they call it? Substandard, thank you very much. Substandard housing. There are now 16 families living in substandard housing because the hemp houses are better. So if the hemp houses are better, why aren't we now nationally building hemp houses? Because they're better quality. Anything else is inferior. Anything else is past, gone. Hemp is better. It's in the business plan, right? I then go on to talk about hemp energy in the business plan. Now, this business plan has been given to service providers in Birmingham. They have offered us 3 months' rent and also 6 months unemployment pay in the first 6 months of operation. That was what they promised us. I go to the Dole office and I tell them this, and they turn around to me and they say, you can't do that, it's double funding. So what happens is we end up getting nothing. Right, so we didn't get the 3 months free rent, and we didn't get anything, put it this way. So I decided to write to the DTI. Right, emailed the DTI, Department of Trade and Industry, and complained. First of all, to DTI inquiries, I received no response. And then I found somebody's name in the DTI website. And said to him, I'm not happy with the DTI inquiries. They haven't replied to my inquiry and my complaints about the service providers that have let us down about funding. Are you with me? What's his name? Is it this one? This is the one. His name was Mr. McCartney. Guess what?